You are all just people, and you all have something unique going on in your lives. Our uniqueness makes us who we are and shapes our lives in many ways. Bipolar disorder is not a life sentence, and it doesn't have to be. I have finally, after living with this disease for 42 years, have been able to move on and realize that this is not the end of the world. Life does go on. Here is my step-by-step guide to show you how to achieve maximum results in dealing with bipolar. It's a clear, concise, and concrete way to finally overcome the adversities of your disorder. It's not easy to overcome what you've been taught or even told to believe over the years during your life. Expanding your knowledge and dealing with what God or your genetic makeup gave you has added value to your life. It gives you character and makes you a better person in the long run of things, especially if you are able to make strides in the right directions to change what you don't like about your illness. You all have struggles in life that you must deal with on a daily basis. Some are lucky and get fewer things than others to deal with, but to some degree, you all have to deal and make the best of something you wish would just go away or disappear. I've learned over the years, it's better to deal head-on with this mental illness than to pretend it doesn't exist. Because it does exist, and if it didn't, I wouldn't have become the better person that I am today. I have no obvious symptoms showing to the world anymore. I function on a daily basis as a normal person who has a lot to offer society. I don't sit around feeling sorry for myself at all anymore. I just have learned how my body and brain works together. I know what I need to control things. This is coming from a severe case of bipolar. I had behavioral issues, psychosis, delusions, you name it, and I've been through it all. I was lucky enough not to get myself into too much trouble, and I had the great support of my family. Plus, my mother was a registered nurse and could take care of me at home if necessary. Not to say I didn't have some hospital stays. In the early years, I was hospitalized 2 times in high school. I was also hospitalized once in my later years. Unfortunately, that time I wasn't sick, but just going through the death of my sister Cindy. Everyone felt I was sick, but I was not. I was just dealing with grieving my loss, like everybody else was. So, the idea here is to give you a step-by-step quick guide to help you deal with bipolar. There is not one way to do it, but many ways that would work. First, free yourself of thinking negatively and decide to help yourself deal with this illness so you too can get past it. It will never go away or disappear as much as you may like it to. But you can find many ways to live with it, deal with it, and conquer your fears of it. Realize that you're not alone in this world. Many of us are dealing with the same thing in our own way. Bipolar can be debilitating and can eat you alive if you don't have the tools to deal with it. If you just ignore it and wish it away, it just makes matters worse. I can't tell you how many times I prayed to God and said, "Why me?" But you can't look at it like that. You have to say, "Why not me?" Because what makes me so special that I shouldn't have to deal with any mental illness, and I should wish it on someone else? Life dealt me these cards for a reason, and for that reason, I'm a better person. Once you can say that, then you are on the right road in dealing with your illness head on. You should have no problem getting to where you want to be in your life. If I sat down with everyone who has this illness and tried to explain all I've been through, they most likely would think that they were lucky. They would probably think their problem with bipolar wasn't quite as bad. Everyone feels that they are worse than the next person, but the case is, you all have something in common. It's all varying degrees, but with the right help, I've come to lessen the trauma of this hush-hush mental illness. This is a chemical imbalance in our brain that you were born with, not something you asked for or even wanted. You could not do anything about it. It's how you were brought into this world.